Okay, so I'm here with former West Ham and England legend Sir Trevor Brooking. Sir Trevor, welcome to Brentwood Town. Welcome to Phoenix FM.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very good. Big day, the game.
Big day. FA Trophy, first round. First appearance for Brentwood Town at this round since 69-70.
That's massive, isn't it? Cracker.
And for you, that was about the third of your 17 seasons at West Ham.
Yeah, 69-70, you're right. No,
so
good.
How would you say football is different now, both on and off the pitch, from when you were playing in the 60s?
Well, I mean, you know, I was lucky to be a professional then. I joined West Ham as a youngster in 65 for a two-year contract, you know, as an apprentice. I stayed on for an extra year. In those days, you could get a three-year apprenticeship because I was a grammar school. Mum and dad didn't want me to leave school, not do GCSEs and all that. So I joined in 65. I had 2 years and you know, amazingly, like 64, we won the FA Cup. 65, West Ham won the Cup Winners' Cup. And 66, all West Ham fans told me we won the World Cup because we had three lads, Bobby Moore, Jeff Hurst and Martin Peter. So, to be fair, that time in the 60s and 80s was massive. The game, you know, during that time, £100 a week football, everyone was outraged. Yeah. Late 60s. And, of course, then, you know, it mushroomed from there. And having three World Cup lads, there was a lot of focus. But it was great for me as a youngster to learn from them from a playing point of view. But, you know, the game in those days, I mean, you know, the support was fantastic. The noise, and we were at the old Upton Park in those days, which, you know, two steps from the touchline, you're shaking hands with the front row of the right. Chicken run or the main stand. So it was there was good noise, and it was our local club. And, you know, I was lucky because, funnily enough, Ron Greenwood came to watch me when I was playing for Ilford Boys, funnily enough, not far from here, Ilford's ground. And we were in the semi-final of a cup. You know, in those days, it was this big schools cup trophy. We lost to Oxford 3-2, but luckily for me, Wally St. Pierre, who was a scout who brought all those players in that era, took Ron to watch the semi-final when we had a striker playing for us and somebody for Oxford who was centre-half. And luckily for me, we lost 3-2, but I played well. And Ron sent Wally the next day, I want the Ilford number 4 to come. And so that was Muggins in those days. So I ended up, you know, I had about 14 clubs to choose from. And then suddenly West Ham came along, who was as tired as I supported. So I jettisoned all the others and went there. So it was an exciting time, but the game was so different. The pitches, I mean, amazing, really. You know, I was laughing the other day. In February, March time, you would have seen, you know, four little green bits in the corner flags and the rest was dry and mud because, you know, I think that's one of the big differences. Obviously, the money is massive and it's so much greater, but the other was the quality of the pitches you played on now. You know, you see them sort of watering and putting every little mark back into place at half time and before the games, which is amazing. And so, you know, if you shinned one into the front row nowadays, they'd look at you, that was... How embarrassing, because in those days you did get the odd bad bounce.
Yeah, very much. And I mean, one of the things us traditionalists over here quite like about this level is it's all 3 o'clock Saturday kickoff. I mean, is there anything from that era that you go, actually, I wish that was still around?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's pretty straightforward kickoffs like that. And, you know, you'd never had the number of televised games. That's where, you know, they're in control. Then even now you've got overseas broadcasters that also control, so, you know, sometimes the matches you see. I mean, I can go over, a few years ago, went to sort of like to, you know, a bit further to Dubai and actually on a Saturday and Sunday in Dubai you can actually watch five live games because they stagger them. They have those overseas broadcasters that pay decent money and that they help them to get that coverage. So that is the massive change, I think. And you know, it's great that and our club is doing so well at the moment, but you know, to be fair to the Premier League, they're lucky, they've marketed it well, but the depth of the league is much stronger than I think any other country, and that's why we're doing well. You know, West Ham, all right, we're laughing, they're third.
Yeah.
But, all right, I think we've always got a chance now with the squad we've got with David Moyes of being in that top 10 or 11.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you, and I'm sure a lot of the other clubs couldn't tell you who is going to make up that top 11 from a point of view. Yeah, you've got the likes of the Man City battling it out with the likes of Liverpool and Chelsea at the moment. Man United just had a little struggle, but those four clubs are probably the big ones, and then even Arsenal and Spurs are in that next tier now.
Now, you mentioned FA Cup, of course, which, you know, you're very famous for that 1980 headed goal. So FA Trophy is where we're at today. What's the value of something like an FA Trophy? Are they important competitions?
I mean, look, it's a stepping stone. I can remember playing in a Mercia League for Romford, you know, which was a little midweek youth league. And, you know, they played cups and competitions. And for, you know, when you think Brentwood haven't got to this since 69-70, this first round, it's massive for them. And it is a stepping stone. And if you're a younger player playing in teams like Brentwood and that in this competition, you will get scouts to come along and have a look.
So it
can be a stepping stone. And if you then decide, this is my level where I'm going to be playing at, you want to progress as far as you can in those competitions, and who knows, you know, you can get to a...
And since you stopped playing, you've been very involved in things like Chairman of Sports England, football, you know, head of development at the FA. What advice do you have for young players then?
Well, I mean, at the moment, any youngster who... They all have aspirations of perhaps going into football and getting the big money that you have now. What you're going to have to do is practice. You know, I mean... There are so many distractions for, you know, all the online games they get and the TVs and channels and whatever. You cannot expect to make the grade without getting your skill base really top.
And how about the people who work with the young people? Yeah. Have you got any advice for them? Because they're a very important role, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the main thing is to help them express themselves and develop, you know, because, you know, different youngsters develop at different times and, you know... You mustn't put pressure on them. And yeah, sometimes they join a club, a West Ham or a local club, and they don't, you know, don't let them develop. And sometimes some develop a bit later than others. They suddenly think, come on, you've got to be doing this. And you know, they're not scoring before, you know, the pressure goes on. And so for me, and I was lucky at West Ham and Ron Greenwood and John Love, they made it fun. They told us how to improve, and then it's up to you as an individual. So to a certain extent, you've got to develop yourself, but listen and learn and really, you know, develop that skill base and then that belief. You'll have little spells where it's not going well for you.
Yeah.
And the big plus for me is always stay strong and believe in yourself, and don't keep hiding if you're having a bad time, because that's not going to get you out of good.
Great. Now, you're here as an ambassador for St Francis Hospice.
Yep.
What does that involve for you?
Well, it's great. It's, you know, the hospice is very local to us, and you know, I can remember years ago. I mean, it's been going over 30 odd years, but I can remember when I was a player, I used to pop in there, and one or two spent their last, you know, life.
Yeah.
Last week or two in there, and it tended to be in those hospices you think of somebody going in late on in their lives, and they do look after that. But I mean, they've got 800-900 volunteers that go out now. They go to homes, you know, they'll give the person, the wife who's struggling with the husband or whatever, time to go out, and you know, they do fantastic work. The staff are brilliant. And the volunteers are mainly somebody who's lost one of their family and then seen what the difference it made, and so they're helping others. So it is fantastic.
It's great, and it's great that you're doing it here. We've got a collection at the end of the game as well, on the exit gate as well, so we hope we can raise a lot of money for St Francis Hospice. So Trevor, thank you very much for coming along today, and thanks for talking to us here on Phoenix FM.
Great, and good luck. You know, I mean, I hear, you know, Brentwood have got different owners and a new investment now, so it'd be interesting. I've used Brentwood Centre for ages to try and stay half fit, so I always see what's going on here. But no, I'm looking forward to today's game, because obviously it is special getting into the first round proper. So fingers crossed, I bring a bit of luck.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you very much.